Okay, now before I read chapter 4, I noticed with my last recording that whenever I put, something with a P in it. What's the word? I can't think of it. Percussion. It's not precipitation. That's what happens with water on stuff. I think it's percussion. I don't know. But anyway. Sorry, enough of me sounding like a freaking stupid person. Whenever I put, like, puh, like, my mic, it bounces and it, like, knocks it out for a little bit. So, I don't know if there's anything I can really do about that. So, just bear with, because, like, I've noticed, like, whenever I read them or listen to them, the recordings, I'm just like, I kind of want to reread that, but I really don't want to. So, just keep that in mind. I'm reading chapter 4 right now. Drink of water. Here we go. Chapter 4. Bonbon! You call in the seemingly empty sweet shop. You look around and walk inside, ignoring the clothes sign hanging in the window. Bonbon, I know you're in here. I need your help. Just then, the cream-covered mare comes trotting out from the back room, a frown imprinted on her face. This had better be important. If I don't finish these damn pinatas for tomorrow, it's Lyra! You interrupt, your heart racing from earlier. The run to Ponyville didn't exactly help much either. Lyra? What happened? Is she okay? Oh, I swear to Celestia, if you... I didn't do anything, you say defensively, taken aback by Bonbon's uncharacteristic assertiveness. Okay, I'm sorry, Bonbon replies, sensing you're unseen. I'm sure you know how much she means to me. Now come in and tell me what happened. I'll help if I can. She turns around and trots into the back room, waving you to follow. You walk into the room and take a seat, Bonbon sitting before you. Okay, now tell me what happened from the beginning. Now don't spare any details. Lyra and I were at the lake watching the sunset, and everything was great. Then she just freaked out and left. Bonbon looked at you confused. Oh, that has got to be the biggest load of crap I think I've ever heard. That is, unless someone provoked her. What? No, we were just talking. About? Bonbon leans in eagerly. You gulp and feel sweat forming on your brow. Well, Bonbon, I think I'm in love with your mare friend. The cream-colored mare looks at you angrily and groans. Ah, seriously? Not you too. Out of every pony, I expected you to be different. She rises from her chair and begins to walk away. Wait, what? Other ponies love Lyra too? You ask, confused. Bonbon stops in her tracks. What are you... No! She isn't my mare friend, you moron! What? You sit still, trying to comprehend what Bonbon just told you. Nothing seemed to make sense, and yet everything does. Lyra and Bonbon living together for 3 years, sharing a bedroom, Bonbon and Lyra's saddlebag clips, their constant quarreling over trivial things, but... You stutter, trying to desperately form a coherent sentence. Look... Lyra and I have been friends since college. We live together because it's cheaper to share an apartment than it is to get our own place. I used to live with my friend Octavia, but after she got pregnant, I kind of decided to move out, she explains, almost as if predicted how you're feeling. But you sleep in the same room, Bonbon sighs. That's because you took Lyra's old one. She needs to sleep somewhere, and I think you know how uncomfortable that couch is. You nod your head, feeling like a total idiot. I would too. But that still doesn't explain why Lyra ran off, Bonbon exclaims, trotting towards you. What exactly did you tell her? I told her she was a great friend. Bonbon face hooves. Are you serious? After everything, you decided to not tell her the truth? I thought she was with you, you shout in defense. Okay, calm down, Bonbon placing a hoof on your shoulder. This may come as a surprise to you, being stupid and all, but you, Lyra, actually has some feelings for. Really? You perk up almost instantly. However, returning to your previous brooming demeanor, as you remember ruining your chances only a short time prior. Yeah, for quite a while, actually. You're the kind of pony, person, that she's been waiting for. I still have no clue what she sees in you, though, Bonbon throws off. A hoof on her chair, as if in thought. So all this time, Lyra and I were just too caught up in wanting to be rejected to tell each other the truth? That's pretty lame, actually. Well, I'd say more stupidity on her part and pride. I'd say more stupidity on your part and pride on hers. But take it any way you want. Bonbon smiles at you and pulls you to your feet. Now go find her and tell her the truth, and I don't want to come back to see tear stains on my bed. You rise off your chair and turn to the door. Wait, I don't know where she is. I mean, she could be anywhere. A sense of panic fills your voice. Have you tried the apartment? Bonbon asks, a smug smile on her face. Well... You search your head for a clever response, but come up with nothing. Seriously? Are all humans this stupid? Bonbon taunts as you rise from your seat and head for the door. No, you snap, pausing suddenly as you realize you just burned yourself. Oh, screw you, Bonbon. In a flash, you open the door and sprint back to your apartment, leaving Bonbon laughing on the floor of the sweet shop. All right, scene change. You're back at the apartment. You're opening the door. Lyra, I should have told you this before. You've been amazing to me since I showed up here, and, well, I can't thank you enough. You mean so much to me, and every time I see you, I want to tell you really how I feel. I love you, you say, your heart thumping inside your chest. Dude, that's never gonna work. It's too melodramatic. Just go in there and tell her how you feel. Just bam! You look around and notice a blue stallion standing next to you in the hallway outside your apartment. Yeah, thanks. That's nice. You fumble with your key to place it in the lock, your heart still racing. No problem, bruh, he replies, walking away from you, weirdo. Lyra, you come into the dimly lit apartment. Softly walking inside, you stumble over Lyra's saddlebags, as if Lyra didn't know that you were in the apartment. She definitely did now. Lyra, are you here? I just want to talk to you. You call again, this time louder. You walk into the living room, and then the kitchen, hoping to find Lyra relaxing and happy instead of how she was when she stormed away from you at the lake. Just go away! Go hang out with Berry Punch or Simpony if you want a friend! The musical mirror's voice came from the nearby window. You knock on the door softly. Lyra, I know you're there. Come on, I need to talk to you. Leave me alone, she says flatly. You frown at the closed door and knock again. You know I'm not going to stop until you let me in. I said leave me alone! Lyra shouts back. You hear a loud bang from the bedroom as she suddenly throws she throws one of your possessions against the door. Besides, she mumbles, the door's unlocked. You walk into the room, half expecting to find Lyra sobbing into your pillows. She instead sits in her unusual manner on the edge of the bed, her hind hooves kicking in the air. What do you want? You stand before the beautiful aquamarine mare and smile at her softly. I just thought we should talk, is all. You take a seat beside her. She shifts away from you, her eyes fixated on the wall opposite of her. The two of you stare at the wall silently for what seemed like an hour. Maybe I should call the police and tell them that there's an intruder in my room, you say, breaking the silence. Lyra laughs slightly. Shut up. You know this is technically my room? She punches your arm. Yeah, but who are the police gonna believe? A rough and tough Lyra, or little old me? You flutter your eyelashes at her. Lyra tries, unsuccessfully, to hide her smile and punches you again. Didn't I tell you to leave me Officer Valor here? You say with your gruffest voice to come mock up. What seems to be the trouble here, sir? Lyra laughs harder. Oh, officer! There's a crazed man in my bedroom, help me! Your voice becomes instantly higher, as if you were a damsel in distress. Stop! Lyra laughs even harder, a hiccup escaping her mouth. She squeaks and swings her hooves back, preparing to punch you again. Anticipating the strike, you rear yourself back, only to watch Lyra's hooves fly past you, expecting to hit you instead of air. Lyra topples forward onto your lap, the both of you laughing wildly, tears forming in your eyes. Time passes and the laughter dies down. But Lyra still lies on your lap. You feel her warmth against your body and smile down at her, looking into her strikingly golden eyes. Lyra, you begin, wishing that the moment could last forever. Before I came out of the apartment, I had this whole thing planned out, how I wanted to say. I really should have told you all this before. You've been amazing to me since I showed up here and all. I mean, I can't thank you for everything. Okay, how about you just cut to the chase? This is a little too melodramatic for me, Lyra says, stifling a giggle. I love you. I don't want to be more than friends. This is it, you tell yourself happily. You put your heart on the line, and now she says yes. Moments pass as you wait for Lyra to say something. Anything in response. Her smile grows wider as yours decreases in size.
No.
What?! You practically throw Lyra off and reel back into shock. She stays on your lap and looks up at you, laughing. I'm kidding! Jeez, lighten up. Okay, that's the end of chapter 4. I could easily say this is by far the best romantic thing that I've read. Like, me read. Not heard someone else read. What I've read. This is what I like in stories. Whoever wrote this, let me find the author. Neutral Milk. I congratulate you. I give you slow clap. Well, not yet. I'll save that for later. Okay. Chapter 5. Final chapter. Coming soon. Very soon.